Taken together, the works of these two composers, Elizabeth Jacquet de Laguerre and Antonia Paduana Bembo, constitute the overwhelming majority of music composed by women during Louis XIV's reign. The lives of Jacquet de Laguerre and Bembo exhibit both contrast and parallels. Louis XIV was patron to them both. Jacquet de Laguerre was a child prodigy who performed for him at a young age, and Bembo came under his patronage as an adult. Jacquet de Laguerre was granted honors as a musician. Bembo never received any such recognition. A significant contrast exists in the appearance of the musical scores of these composers. Most of Jacquet de Laguerre's music was handsomely engraved and published. There are hardly any mistakes in the editions. She was considered as a replacement for Jean-Baptiste Lully, who held the highest possible musical post in France at that time. Bembo's music, by comparison, was never published, and we wonder whether her music was ever performed. How well acquainted these women were with one another is something of a mystery, but will be addressed in a forthcoming book on Bembo by Claire Fontaine called Desperate Measures. Let's go back to Bembo's music now with Psalm 142. If I may hope that your goodness may hear me in my adversity, give me the help for which I have so wished. Thank you.